You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning out there, everyone. All right, a show of hands. Are you going to see Twilight this weekend? What's your escape for this weekend? And think of it in economic terms. I have a feeling a lot of college students are going to put aside their job woes and go see Twilight this weekend. Call us about your plans, 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. And we've been talking about debt all week.
Listening to your discussion on credit cards, I'm going to be making a decision very shortly because I think I'm not going to do any credit cards. I mean, just very rarely. I'm not going to use them. If I don't have the cash to pay for it, I'm not. And I think people, pretty soon, there's going to be a big backlash, and they're going to start to buckle down, and they're going to say, you know what? If I don't have the cash to get this, I'm not getting it.
Thoughts for the holiday season from our thrifty listeners at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. Tell us your story. We're adding another page or a couple pages, perhaps, to America's briefing book for Barack Obama. And the issue of education is actually quite interesting for the new president who takes office in January. There was a lot accomplished, or certainly a lot changed, by the Bush administration. It may be hard to remember. Most of it took place before 9/11. But education policy changed significantly under the Bush administration. What will happen for Barack Obama? And what are the agenda items that are most important for him to deal with based on his campaign statements and the educational priorities around the nation? Carmita Vaughn joins us now. She's the chief of staff for high schools in the Chicago public school system, close to Barack Obama Ground Zero there in Chicago. Carmita, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John. Good morning.
You know, it's fascinating to talk to you because, you know, No Child Left Behind before 9/11 was a real success, or at least a legislative success, perceived success of the Bush administration in bringing accountability to what were perceived as failing public schools around the country. What do you think Barack Obama should do day one on education policy? Extend on No Child Left Behind, roll it back, or something in the middle?
You know, I'd say it's something in the middle. I think you have to start by acknowledging the fact that increased accountability is exactly what our system needs, but increased accountability without any funding is not going to bring the education system the transformational change that it needs to actually transform. I think you heard Obama talk a lot about this during the campaign, but what you want to do now is get really specific and talk about what does increasing funding mean, what does that increase in funding actually go towards, and how do you use that to address what I think are some crippling issues, such as the dropout crisis that's happening in this country, the lack of support and preparation for our teachers, and so on and so forth.
Well, the funding priorities are on a collision course with the revenue predictions on states and localities. I mean, the federal government is perceived to have only about a 14% financial stake in the national school systems around the country. What can the federal government do to increase that revenue to compensate for states and localities that are looking at declining tax revenues as a beginning here?
You know, I think, and I'm going to start by saying, I think it's not just about the dollars. I think clearly, you know, funding No Child Left Behind has to be a priority. But I think that there's a lot of other things that can happen at a federal level that aren't just about increasing funding. But as an example, you know, you've got this change platform. I think you can build on that by recognizing there's lots of very strong innovations that are going on across this country. And you've got these pockets of excellence and schools and districts that are doing phenomenal things. I think as a step one, you could, at the federal level, really start to look at what are those pockets of innovations that are working? How do you actually spread those best practices across the country? How do you pull together a clearinghouse of what's working and provide that information to states and districts that are struggling, as an example? In a situation where you're fiscally constrained, you have to start getting innovative and thinking about what do you do when, you know, potentially additional dollars aren't going to come.
So a basic improved level of support for schools that are in financially strapped states and localities, a separate policy-based funding of innovations that may have actually emerged during the previous 8 years of the Bush administration, and then expanding on the infrastructure at the federal level to be a clearinghouse for educational success stories and best practices that may be sort of hidden in states and localities around the country. Is that sort of a broad sketch takeaway? At this point,
I mean, and I'll be honest, I know a lot about a lot of issues, but I'm not an expert at this. But if I were sitting down and having a conversation with folks in the Obama administration, I think that that's a starting point.
So have you had those conversations?
I have not.
You have not had those conversations. So
no.
think way out on the fringe in terms of, say, 8 years from now, if a lot of the initial successes actually happened for you, what would be a kind of pie-in-the-sky program that you would love to see initiated as a real big idea in this administration?
Oh, John, you're allowing me to think big. I like that. For me, there's a couple of hallmark issues that I think this administration should really tackle. And I think it'd be quite a success story in 8 years if you could say that you saw substantial movement on these two or three things. One, as I mentioned earlier, be it the dropout crisis. When I was on the show about two or three weeks ago, we laid out the national numbers, the fact that, 50% in our urban centers, around 50% of our students are not graduating high school. If there could be some substantial improvements in
Great.
That dropout rate.
So reduce dropouts, that's number one.
Reduce dropouts.
We're going to get to the other two quickly.
The other two, one being a focus on college readiness and changing the conversation from K-12 to K-16.
All right, upgrade college readiness.
Absolutely. And then a final one would be early childhood. And ensuring that our students are starting school with the preparation they need to be successful.
Well, that's quite an agenda, a lot on the table there. Carmita Vaughn, if you can't have conversations with the Obama administration, we'll make sure this information gets to them. Right? People listen to our program. Carmita Vaughn,
if you
chief
have
of,
that kind of pull, I appreciate
clout.
It, John.
We've got pull. Carmita Vaughn, chief of staff for high schools for the Chicago Public Schools, speaking to us from the studios of WBEZ in Chicago. And now, headlines from Mark Garrison.
Thank you. We're almost to 29 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.